We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 1071, Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Kennedy Caldwell. It's Thursday, September 11th, 2025. Conservative activist and Turning Point USA co-founder Charlie Kirk was shot and killed yesterday afternoon during a campus event at Utah Valley University in Orem, Utah. He was speaking at a Prove Me Wrong table as a part of his American Comeback Tour when a single bullet struck him in the neck. The shot reportedly came from a building around 200 yards away. Students may remember when Charlie Kirk visited the University of Illinois campus this past spring for his American Comeback Tour. His appearance at Folinger Auditorium last April drew both supporters and protesters, reflecting the heated political climate on college campuses. President Trump confirmed Kirk's death via social media, calling him the great and even legendary Charlie Kirk, and urging prayers for a national conservative voice lost too soon. In sports, the university women's soccer team kicks off their first Big Ten play at Demersion Park September 12th. Starting at 6 p.m., the university will be competing against the Indiana Hoosiers. This match in particular will be the Kick the Stigma game, raising awareness for mental health resources. University students across the country suffer from increased levels of stress, anxiety, and depression. This game is designed not only to increase awareness for mental health resources, but to also raise money and expand programs that make a difference. Up next, the university is looking for undergrads to join the 2025 through 2026 Student Success Undergraduate Advisory Board. The board works directly with campus leadership, giving students a platform to share their experiences, concerns, and ideas with the Office of Provost and Student Success at Illinois. Members collaborate with administrators to highlight both the wins and challenges of student life, aiming to improve the overall undergrad experience. Applicants must be full-time on-campus students for both fall and spring semesters. The deadline to apply is tomorrow, September 12th at 11:59 p.m. Associate Provost Kathy Marstein says student voices are a critical part of the work we do to ensure your success at Illinois and beyond. Following that story, under the guidance of Professor of Architecture Joseph Atchler, a group of students at the university created a plan to transform the Rose Bowl Tavern parking lot in downtown Urbana. The team designed a proposal to turn the parking lot, which occasionally hosts live performances, into a permanent programming and gathering space. Last Tuesday, Atchler and his student, Jake Rhodes, presented their vision to the Urbana City Council. The City of Urbana commissioned a public realm study in 2022 and 2023 and found that the parking lot was a prime opportunity for improvement. This spring, Atchler started teaching a seminar consisting of 10 undergraduate and graduate students themed on upgrading the Rose Bowl parking lot. The complete plan includes models for transforming the alleyways and entrances that lead to the lot, replacing some of the concrete with softer rubber materials and vegetation, and installing a permanent stage, among other things. News correspondent Avery Patterson spoke with Atchler to learn more about the proposal.
I think what's one of the amazing things about the student's design is it kind of really thinks about the ground as a flexible texture of different surfaces that invite inhabitation, that invite lingering. It's a design strategy of layers. It's a design strategy of nodes and networks that think about how different people and different groups could even use that plaza at the same time.
At the Urbana City Council meeting, council members and Mayor Deshaun Williams responded with enthusiasm for the students' ideas, but questioned how neighboring businesses would react to the proposal. Atchler emphasized that the plan is simply an idea as of now, but the team would consider the interests of local businesses if they were to move forward.
I think the next steps would involve the city being excited to explore some kind of incremental, phased approach where we could, in a slightly less permanent way, test some of the ideas.
To learn more about the project, check out the full story by Avery Patterson at dailyalini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Faith Routley, Kennedy Caldwell, and Avery Patterson. For WPGU News, this has been Kennedy Caldwell.